This is 60,000 and I am Darren Saunders. This episode is entitled Reasons to be Cheerful, Part 1, in which I list a selection of experiences that have brought me joy over the past week. By way of context for this, I've spent the past few weeks tentatively dipping my toes into the fresh, clear world of mindfulness. Like many others, I have an annoying tendency to focus on the negative things that occur throughout my day. By doing so, we only end up remembering the bad things that happen to us, while only vaguely recalling the things that brought us even the tiniest spark of joy. The result is a negative mindset, which leads to negative actions. By reframing our experiences through a lens of positivity, we can learn to tip the balance towards the nice things that we experience, which has the knock-on effect of making us more positive on the whole. I should probably note that I am recording this from a position of some privilege. I have a job that pays reasonably well, my health is largely fine, I have a wife who loves me and a son who's doing well in his own life. I'm not wealthy by any means, but I currently have enough to pay my bills without too much concern. By most metrics, I'm one of the wealthiest people in the world, ranking within the top 1.5% according to the website globalrichlist.com. I'll put the link to that in the show notes. But that doesn't mean that life is easy, because of the aforementioned fact that I focus on the negatives too much without comparing my own current situation to where I was just a few years ago. So, with all this in mind, I've taken to writing down a few things every day for which I am thankful. After just 2 weeks of doing this with any kind of regularity, I'm already feeling the positive effects. I now find myself actively looking for moments that bring me joy or satisfaction, while ignoring the things that make me think negatively. Anyway, here follows a list of the past week's things that have brought me some level of joy.
Reasons to be cheerful, part 3.
The 1st of February. The final episode of The Good Place was utterly beautiful. I took delivery of a new case for my Kindle. It has a print of Van Gogh's Starry Night on it and is wonderful. I also took delivery of some new foam tips for my earphones. I can't recommend foam tips to replace the silicone ones highly enough. They act like earplugs, so isolate significantly more outside noise, meaning you don't need to put them up so loud. They're also more comfortable. Buy some. They're great. The 2nd of February. Despite being Sunday, I woke up at 6:30 and spent 5 straight hours editing my last podcast. It was lovely. My wife makes me very happy. She's properly great. I made an incredible moussaka for our dinner. I'll put a link to its recipe in the show notes. The 3rd of February. Finished editing my Europe podcast and uploaded it. Made it to work on time, despite finding a flat tire when I got my bike out of the shed. I enjoyed the job I was working on so much that I worked a couple of hours overtime without even thinking about it. The 4th of February. Received a few positive comments regarding the Europe pod. Furthermore, even I enjoyed how it turned out, and that doesn't often happen. The rides to and from work were fast and enjoyable. This is always welcome. It's nice to start the day feeling energised, and a 9-kilometre bike ride can do that. Finally started the second series of Have You Heard George's podcast, which is an absolute marvel in audio production. The 5th of February. Made a thing at work that turned out exactly as I wanted it. My imposter syndrome is incredibly strong at work, so it's always nice to feel like I've nailed a project. I then got some really good feedback over the same project. Went on a road trip with my wife. Sort of. Thought it would only take half an hour to drive to Petersfield. It took over an hour, but it was a nice drive with a fine conversation. Recorded an interview with a friend for a podcast idea I'm working on, which went really well. The 6th of February. Forced myself to listen to the audio from the recording session with Alex the night before. I had to force myself because I was 100% certain that it was going to sound awful. It sounded really, really good. Very happy with it. Spent half an hour fiddling with my bike to sort out an annoying sound it was making, which seems to have fixed it. As an aside, there's something incredibly calming about quietly fettling with my bike to make it run as perfectly as I can manage. The satisfaction of a job well done is a high that I wish I could bottle. My weight is down to 117.5 kilograms, which is trending in the right direction. I started my weight loss 3 years ago when I weighed nearly 140 kilograms. The 7th of February. I have acquired some books about Buddhism and mindfulness that I've put on my Kindle. I'm quite excited to learn more about how to calm the less helpful elements of my mind. Gave myself plenty of time before work so I could really enjoy my coffee, egg sandwich and book, and still clocked in 10 minutes before I needed to start. My bike was silent, save for the quiet whir of the chain through the derailleur and the rubber on the road, whizzing along the roads like a steel ghost. So there we have it, this week's selected events that brought me a spark of happiness. If you're prone to focusing on negatives, then perhaps you could do the same and see if it helps to reframe your viewpoint. As ever, thank you for taking the time to listen to my meanderings. I've made several attempts over the years to devise a podcast series that I could work on for a few years at a time, but don't really have the discipline to plough one furrow for too long. Because of this, from the outset, I devised 60,000 to be a kind of receptacle for whatever I had rattling around in my head that I wanted to make. The end result is an odd, disjointed affair, but I love what I'm doing here. I mean, where else might you find a podcast where one episode is about cats, the next about Europe, followed by a list of nice things? I do have some quite exciting things that I'm working on for future episodes of 60,000, none of which make an awful lot of sense anywhere but in the darkest recesses of my mind. Perhaps I'll be able to shape them into something that others can enjoy. I do hope so. It's nice to think that you're bringing some enjoyment into someone's life. Anyway, that was 60,000. It's written, recorded, edited, produced, uploaded, and almost shared on social media by me, Darren Saunders, from my comfy armchair in my living room by the light of a reading lamp with a remarkably dim bulb. I love it here. Join me again next time, and remember, take care of your mind, and the rest will take care of itself.